Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy.
Yo, get live. Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. Actually, it might be a Wednesday. We don't know. Whatever day it is that you listen to this episode, just know that you are starting your day in the best possible way because you're listening to the Guys Next Door show. Thank you very much. I am Mouse Jones. That's Fly Rye. Mac ain't here, but you know, it's trick or treating time. He out there being a family man. My kids too old for that shit.
They don't go trick or treating.
If they do, they do
at all.
My youngest does. I don't know. My oldest, okay. We don't celebrate Halloween. I don't celebrate Halloween. So. When we was together, we didn't celebrate Halloween. But as soon as we got divorced,
they celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, they celebrate Halloween, eat pork, red meat, all kind of wild shit.
You blaming that on the divorce? pork came with the papers.
They couldn't wait to get back to that. She could not wait to get pork back to my kids.
Wow.
I say, oh yeah,
that's crazy.
I said, oh yeah, eat.
And there's a lot of pork. There's a lot of pork in the candy too.
There's mad pork in the candy. They eat. Oh, they don't. Yeah. Oh yeah, that reading the back of candy. My kids don't do that.
It's over for that.
I'm the only one that does that.
I was never like when I went trick or treating younger. I'd go. I think I'm just so competitive. I just wanted to get the most candy. But it really wasn't about eating the candy. I'd have like Halloween candy for months because I wouldn't touch it. But then I just like to go to the nice neighborhoods, like go to Jersey, my cousin's house, and get like, they was giving McDonald's coupons and like $5 and stuff that I really liked.
I was not allowed to receive candy on Halloween. I was not allowed to touch candy on Halloween. It was Hallelujah night up. You understand me?
You was at church Halloween night?
The majority of my childhood, yes. Up until
I was
when did I start bucking the system?
Boogeyman.
I started bucking. About 14 when I start bucking the system. Like I'm not coming.
So you never dressed up?
Never.
Not as a kid. You ever went to a Halloween party?
I mean, I've dressed up
as you got older.
I've dressed up.
You freak.
Nah, I wasn't even talking about like that.
Oh, you talking about, okay. That too, but yes. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that's the only time.
Have you ever been like a Halloween party and dressed up as somebody?
Nope. When I became an adult.
We doing it.
When I became an adult and I hosted a part, I started hosting Halloween parties, I would go there just as me. No, dressing
no,
up.
No. We're going to have a Halloween party.
You're going to dress up. You're going to make me go to hell.
Yep. I want you to, because sometimes it's that's childhood trauma. You didn't get to experience what I got to experience. I got to experience dressing up. Not saying what you were doing was wrong by being in the church, because somebody had to do it. I'm happy you was I might have been one of the prayers in there. But you need to, that was an experience, you know?
There was this one year, for Hallelujah Night, there was a competition. A talent competition.
Hallelujah.
The Hallelujah Night competition.
They made it a thing.
They
made it a thing so that the kids didn't feel bad for not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so.
So you experienced something.
Nah, it wasn't a dress up competition. It was an actual talent competition.
Of course not. So you can't do that.
So
it's talent show.
This one year is I perform. This gospel rapper, his name was BBJ, and he from Brooklyn. He had this song.
You perform Hallelujah, Holler Back?
Nah, that's crazy. I did. This is for the ladies. This is for the lady. And I killed it. I was like 12. I killed it. The ladies was running up on stage, dropping money at my feet. It was going crazy. Then my cousin come through, Tiffany. She 2 years older than me. It's my ace. Tiffany pull up. Now, Tiffany been a singer, a sanger. She was the youngest person on the praise and worship team. Why she come up there, sing a song, blow me out the water, have everybody hands up?
They forgot about you.
Yo.
They forgot about you.
At least you went before, though.
At least, no. At least you went before.
Nah, I went before, but I got forgotten.
Because if you would have went after, if you would have went after, you wouldn't have been, you remembered.
I would have been fine with that. I didn't want to be remembered like.
They might have left.
That would have been fine. I'd have much rather that. Like, that's me at open mics right now. Like, I just came back from doing open mics. Like, I am just fine with people, like, just leaving after their set. Like, you get to open mic early enough. Because it's an open mic. It's just a bunch of comics just sitting there just...
chilling.
Like, just literally telling...
Just waiting.
Like, just waiting to tell their jokes to a room full of comics that no one's likely going to laugh. And it's like... You sometimes, in like these bits, I have been doing open mics for probably like 3 weeks, back to back to back to back. No real shows. And then shout out to Justinish. She had me come out in Cleveland and I did her show. And then I did Akasha's, shout out to Akash. I did Akasha's show on Sunday. Oh my God. Being in front of a real crowd that actually laughs, because for the longest, I was like,
you're not that funny.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Like, maybe I fell for it. Maybe I should stick to podcasting and hosting. That is where I'm my funniest. Like, literally, I'm telling these bits and I'm like, oh, I'm delivery, da da da. What you need. This is why you go to open mics. Open mics like the gym. You go to the gym, you work out,
You gotta work out.
You gotta make sure, you know, your timing, you know, all of that. Oh my goodness, son. That first laugh, I was like, oh. I'm going to be the greatest.
He came back.
I came back on Monday. Yesterday, I did the open mic. Like, I can eat dick. These jokes worked.
Word. Like, I don't care about what y'all talking about. I know these moves is valid. Hey, I played in a game.
Hey, these worked. I put up 40 the other night.
I had 40 the other night, and y'all talking about, yeah, it's okay. Whatever. All right, whatever. I'm good.
Yeah, I hate a bet. But this is what we do here. But this is the Guys Next Door show. Make sure you're listening to us and subscribing to us on all your podcast streaming platforms. And if you're listening to the Guys Next Door show on Apple, make sure you head over, give us a 5-star rating, and give us a comment. We might read it on there. We might not. If you want to curse this out, we're giving you the opportunity to curse you out. Put CYO in the subject line if you want to curse this out for being late on episodes. We said something wrong. Just how we, I don't know, whatever you want curses out about, we're going to give you an opportunity to give curses out.
Yeah, we deserve it sometimes.
We deserve it.
I'm not even mad.
CYO, that is CYO. Put that in the subject line, guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com, and then proceed to curse us out. Now, if we respond, I don't want to hear nothing about y'all getting your feelings hurt.
Nope, because you started it.
You started. You threw the first blow.
My mother said, if somebody started, make sure you finish it.
Make sure you finish it. Make sure you are subscribed to us on all the extracurriculars. That means Patreon, Patreon / Guys Next Door Pod. If you are on YouTube, Guys Next Door. I'm trying to think what else. And social media, we are Guys Next Door Show everywhere. And if you want to continue the conversation via X, which used to be Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag GND Show. Ryan.
Yep. Yep.
What the hell?
Hello.
What the hell been going on?
It's Halloween. I'm not going out.
You're not going out? Halloween in LA, you're not going out?
No. Yeah, I'm good.
Are we old?
I've done enough. Like Halloween, Halloween in LA isn't it's like a marathon. So it's who can survive the longest throughout the week. And since it was on a Tuesday, that means it started last
Thursday. Weekend. Yeah.
Nah, not last Thursday. It started like last Saturday, Sunday. Like there was Halloween parties.
Wait, like not the Saturday 4 days ago. You mean the Saturday before that.
Everybody wants to get their Halloween party off, so they go early, whatever it is. So I've done enough. I had to, I had some work that.
When you say work.
Nah, not real work. Like I booked an artist to do some hosting. So I had to be with them to collect money and stuff. So I had to go out with them like two nights. And one of those nights I stayed out too long. And that just the whole weekend was over. It's like I'm good on Halloween. I'm cool. I've done enough. But other than that, I mean the past week I've just been grinding this shit out, trying to, you know, get all this work done. I got my my first ATM. So now I'm in the ATM business.
Like, order, I don't even know this info, but the machine where we get money out of.
You like the machine? Like the
I was about to try and act like I knew what ATM stood for. Still don't know.
you thought it was some
crazy. I was about like, automated transmission money.
Nah. But yeah, I bought one of those. I got it placed. I got it put together. So the only thing I got to do is put money in it now.
So where do you get the money from?
Nah, it's you put your own money. You make money off of fees. So I get my own money. I get paid back everything on top. I get my fee. So it's an investment. And then once it's rolling. It just depends on where your machine is. It's based off of like the biggest thing is location. And then after that, you win.
Yeah, I've been looking into the vending machine joint. I want to get like three.
I had a vending machine.
I want to get like four next year.
Yeah, I had a vending machine. That's all about placement. But where it wasn't getting enough foot traffic, so I exchanged it for, I sold it, got an ATM machine, and I put it in the same place, but they're changing the whole dynamic of the business. So now it's going to be a cash-only business, so it will definitely be more lucrative, and hopefully this is the start of many more. You know?
You're going to have to put me on game, because I'm about
to... Got you, I got it, you know. I'm crawling so all my boys can walk, you feel me?
Yeah,
you know
I'm about to get busy with it. Because the vending machine, I've been doing some research on it. I've been seeing everybody.
Yeah, nah, you can do your thing.
Mad people been on Earn Your Leisure. So I see mad people on Earn Your Leisure talking about like their vending machine business. So I'd be like, oh, I got to get busy.
You can do your thing. It's just all about where it's at. I mean, the best place things for me is like hotels or... schools, number one. It's places like that where it's just always constant. And then you can switch it up whatever you want in your own vending machine to make it, you know, to make it better.
That would have been a bad joke. See, that's the problem. I don't know when to turn it off. That'd have been terrible. I was going to say something terrible. See,
you going to put condoms in there?
No. It's going to be a weird. I was going to put Plant Bees in there. I think that would be fire. Sick.
I had weed in one.
But you in LA.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean,
are you scared? Would you be scared that people would like break it open to get to it?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the placement. I'm not going to put the drone in the street or somewhere where it's not a secure spot. I'm going to have it in a location that they either have security or that's not even the type of, you know, it might just be a studio or some shit. Who knows?
All right, let's get into this week. I want to know. One. Real quick, since this is coming out this week, so we could be a little on the nose. With everything going on in like the quote unquote celebrity news shit, yeah, I think that's I think the saddest thing is that Joe Smith story, son. Like,
what? Why is that sad?
That's
to you?
So sad.
I don't think it's not sad. It's
so
not sad to
sad.
Me.
Sad, son, it's for your wife to back out. First of all, she recording you. Finding out that she's on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And then she's recording your response, and she's talking to you like Drake. Like she said, you already knew who I was. What?
But you, but then, so at first I thought how you felt. Like I, this man, I feel sorry for him.
And then she basically saying I had to do. She's basically saying without saying I had to do this so we wasn't broke. And I'm like,
no. Forget all of that. At the same time, I'm still like, damn, that's foul. You're not gonna tell him. But once she stated you knew who I was before you married me, then I had to do some research.
Uh-oh. You did research on this lady?
Research? Well, I have a group chat of researchers. I can send information at any time. Information is always shot to me, and it's street news. It's just always there. You don't even got to ask for it. It just appears at your doorstep. So it appeared at my doorstep that she is a former porn star and has over 50 videos of her doing her thing before she married this man. So when you really look at it,
all right, but look,
she was
all right.
She, yes,
and we about to
she
sound,
did.
All right, we about to sound like I'm about to sound like one of them podcasters.
You about to sound that
I'm about to sound like one of them podcasters. All right, boom, cool, get it. I get that.
Yep.
But on the same hand, if he did not deal with her, it would have been the narrative, oh, you pigeonholing women for who they was in their past. Like, you screwed either way, you feel me?
Either way, yes. And I'm not saying you're wrong. Either way, you are screwed. But
I mean, she, I wouldn't have did it.
Like and especially also, if you what you were saying is the money wasn't right. He wasn't doing nothing. The bills had to get paid somehow.
And my boy couldn't even get in the big three. That's crazy.
See what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, it's like, all right, she's a porn star. And she on OnlyFans making y'all bread, and she not on it now. She not on there fucking niggas. You know what I'm saying? She's
it
not
don't
doing, she's
matter.
Not
you still up. You is wildin'.
Listen, she's still wildin', but she's wildin' to, you know her from before you married her, who she was, and she was wildin'. She didn't go back to that. She just went back to this free chicken.
Nah, she's still wildin'. Her titty, her pussy out there. I don't know what
she
was doing.
Video. I ain't see the video. I don't know what this lady was
and
doing.
And I don't want to know, but I'm just saying, like.
But the files came up that was her profession.
And she was out here getting, all right, never mind. Let me chill. Because I just did the Google, and it just, it popped up. Like, the first picture I see is her with her getting, like, DP by white men. Like, that's
what,
crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
Do
so
you see what
crazy.
I'm saying? And we talking about, like, come on now.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not going behind nobody that I used to take cock. Because that's what it is when you have sex with white men.
Yo.
Like, if I ever ask you, be like, yo, you used to get cock? I mean, shit. Once or twice? Yeah. Nah, fuck out of here.
He thought he was the one to take out the loop. He saw them videos.
He thought he was the first one to give a dick.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm a shit. Yeah, they giving a cock. I'm giving a It's over for all that. Yeah, all right, player.
Hey, man.
It might be over for that.
Hopes and prayers.
It might not be over for that.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. And like, this is where sometimes jokes go too far. I'm being dead ass right now. Shout out to him, because I don't know how I would have responded. Like, obviously, I wouldn't put my hands on it, but, like, I would have been, oh, my God, I would have been flipping, bro. That's how you know they really,
definitely been
that's tough. How you know they really broke. When she said that, I believe that they was really broke, because he knew he couldn't afford to fix nothing.
He
couldn't afford to fix nothing that he broke.
He started thinking, like, oh, we do got extra bread in that account type shit.
No, not even that. Not even that. He's thinking to himself, like, if I put a hole in this wall.
Bills?
Who's
going to pay for it? No, he knows who's going to pay for it. OnlyFans construction.
Let me ask this. Would you ever find yourself in that situation? Like, dating somebody that used to be like that? Like I said, she used to be.
Mm-mm.
All right, I want to, you know, let's get out of here, because I feel like we sound like other podcasts. I feel like we sound like nigga cast. Let's all get out of here.
I'm just going, mm-mm, the rest of it.
Yeah, no, we're out of this bit. This is done.
I'm just
props and prayer
myself out of this.
Nah, because that's the weird part, right? Like, you can't even we can't even have regular like conversations we'd have just because of the lay of the land. Now it's just like everybody's whatever. sound like those guys. Like, it sounds worse when you try and separate yourself. That's what
don't explain yourself. Yeah. Don't explain yourself.
All right. Let's get... This is something I really want to talk to us about. Damn, really wish Mac was here, but hey. I want to know, at 34, we're almost old niggas. We're almost there. What has been the hardest thing about adulting? What's been the hardest part about being an adult? Or have you not really... Have you not realized you're an adult yet?
Every time I feel like I'm an adult, I do some kid shit.
Like what? And, like what?
And like no, I got one roll of toilet paper left. And wait till I gotta go fucking Instacart one right away. I need it now. Go knock on Nas door. I need it. Or the toothpaste is out and I don't have back. Then I know. So now, you know, I do my shopping right. So that's one thing that I noticed. You might still be a kid, but when I still pay them bills. So I know I'm an adult. I'm trying to think of some other ways. Can I start by saying I don't like it here?
Oh, I hate it.
That's why I really wanted to start, because there's so much frustrations with being an adult. And I guess I want to be a kid. But like I want to, like, I would like to go out sometime. Like, let's say Halloween. I don't really want to go out tonight, but let's say I did want to go out. I want to enjoy myself. And it's like, I have to worry about Wednesday, Thursday. I have to worry about how it's going to make my body feel. I'm not a kid no more.
What did that feel like? Because I think that at this age, obviously we're talking about you, but at this age, all I feel is like tired. So I don't have the wear, and I'm not being funny. I don't have the wear and tear on my body from like liquor and stuff like that. I don't have, you know. I'm trying to think what else. Like, I eat pretty normally. Like, so I don't.
You don't have. Like, you don't do the average adult.
Consumptions.
Yeah, you don't.
So like when I have a long night,
like you don't do it.
Right. So like when I have a long night, I'm just tired. And like,
you're just tired.
Like from this. So like yesterday, I landed. Yesterday was Monday. I landed. Now, mind you, I had been on the run for 4 days, right? I flew into Cleveland a day early to do the comedy
working, show. Working. You were working for 4 days on a run.
Well, on the move. That's what I should have said. I've been on the move.
Yes. On the
Cleveland,
run.
As soon as I land in Cleveland, one, my Uber misses. My Uber gets pulled over, makes me miss my flight. Then they put me on another flight, but don't tell me that it's not confirmed. So they just put me on another flight, like, oh, you're on the next flight. You just, you know, boom, boom. I'm like, what? So I'm like, all right, bet. Then the time the board happens, I get the alerts and all that. I'm saying, hey, where's my ticket? They like, oh, you was on standby. So I said, what? I said, do you know? I said, who put me on standby? I said, I was not told I was on standby. This is crazy. So
they gotcha.
And then they put me on a flight at JFK. So I got to take Uber JFK. I missed that flight because obviously there's traffic in the middle at 12 p.m. on a Thursday, whatever. So I end up getting to Cleveland with like an hour to spare before I have to be on stage. Go do that, the comedy thing. After the show, you sit around, chop it up. We go out to eat. So I get to bed probably like 2 a.m., 3. Then wake up, try and relax. But you're not at home. It's a nice hotel. It's a really nice hotel. But, you know.
What are you doing? Yesterday?
And so, you know, you're in a hotel. You got it. But I feel like when you're in another city, when you're, especially for work, you're not, everything is leading up to the moment you got to work. So it's like, so then Cleveland, boom, Cleveland show. Then immediately got to be up early in the morning to catch my flight to Chattanooga, because there are no straight flights to Chattanooga from Cleveland. So connecting in Atlanta, going to Chattanooga, same thing, landing enough time to put my bags down, go get something to eat, showtime.
And get to work.
Yep. Then from Chattanooga to Atlanta, same thing, same exact thing. So yesterday I'm tired, right? And I say all that to say, all I know is being tired. But like with you, when you say like, I'm going to be, you know, you're going to feel it for the next couple of days. What did that feel like?
I feel like there's a weight. You can have a headache. Your stomach could be messed up. It's just so many obstacles you could go through when you like drink or get intoxicated when you go out. Like it's so many factors that you have to, like, not only did I not go to sleep till, let's say a situation, did you not go to sleep till 5 a.m, but you were drunk and you got to wake up at 9. It's like impossible. Like, come on, bro. At a young age, yeah, with backbone, but it's like your body is not what it was. Mm. So, like I said, it could feel like there's weights in your pocket. It could feel like there's a fucking boulder on your forehead. Like, it's wild. Like, hangovers could be crazy. So, especially, it depends on how healthy you are in general.
Yeah.
Like, are you eating healthy during the day? Are you drinking a lot of water while you're drinking? Are you exercising? Like, if you don't do none of that, I can only imagine.
That's why, one of my favorite podcast episodes we ever did was This Is 30. I think it was like, mm-hmm, This Is 31 or whatever it was.
And
we
were just talking, This Is 35.
but everything is still the same. The only difference I notice is that there's nothing physical outside the fact that I just can't hold my pee. I cannot hold my pee.
Imagine how I feel.
Oh yeah, you OD, because y'all got.
I go to the bathroom so much.
So
much.
And like older women pee a lot. So I feel like them, like older women, like at Trap Karaoke, the line is always so long to get to the bathroom. I'm like, you pissy bitch. It's like one cran of vodka and you bitch have to pee the rest of the night. Like, that'd be the longest line in the spot. Just bitches online. But
I'd be having to pee, like, I'll make sure, like, I'll pee and I'll get into bed. And then I'll have, like, water next to the bed. You know, you keep a little something to drink.
Trying to be healthy.
I grab a little water. I take one little sip. I close my eyes. It's like I got to pee all over again. You can't even get the rice. I'm like, yo, come on. I just want
to. When you wake up in the morning at this age, how long before you get out the bed to go pee? Because I can't get out the... If I get out the bed before I'm really up, I'm up. So I be trying to hold that shit. I'm like, nah, boy.
You hold it. Yeah,
I get like a good 30 minutes rest before it's like, over. All right, bro, this is...
But it's really not rest because you like, I got to pee.
No, it's I got to pee, but it's not like heavy yet. That 30 minutes is when it gets heavy.
It's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm
it's
like,
on your
all right,
mind.
Bro. And then you just start, I don't know, like I'll be listening to a
podcast. You don't even want
to
move.
Yeah, I'll be listening
move,
to a podcast.
It might trigger something.
I'll be listening to a podcast in bed and then the ad is for rainwater or something. And I'm like, all right, bro, it's time to get up.
When you got to go, you got to go. So that's the thing. If you're younger and you're listening, enjoy that shit now because you're going to have to pee a lot. Pee before you go to sleep because it's bad. Nigga, wake up.
Sleep
ruined.
Yo. My life is
now you cold.
My life is controlled by me having to pee. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That runs it.
Like I will
I kinda gotta pee now.
And I just peed before we started. I said, let me pee before we start. Cause if you start like, all right, here you go. If you see me doing this during the episode a lot, that means I gotta pee.
You know it's time. You know it's time. And it's two of us, so you gotta keep it. You gotta just hold it down. You gotta tell a wild, long story while the other person goes pee. Like,
nigga be like, just keep going, just keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
Right back.
And then, the funny thing is, and I pee anywhere. I literally pee anywhere. Like, I just peed
what's
on
the craziest,
I just
what's
peed
the
on
craziest
a,
place. Craziest place.
I just peed on a train platform during Halloween. I didn't care who seen me.
That's
care.
That's crazy. I've done that.
Like, and, like, I try and be
crazy.
Like, I be trying to be respectful, and I'll walk to the end of the platform, like that part where you're not supposed to go in. So, like,
yeah, you're not
where the
supposed to
where the Ninja Turtles are.
Yeah,
I go there.
Yeah, with Raphael.
Yeah, I go there and pee. But I couldn't make it there. So I was right behind the back wall, and somebody walked over, and I said, you might not want to come over here.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey.
And my dick big, so I don't really, I'm not scared of somebody walking by. And I'm not scared of nobody walking by and be like, oh my God.
Nigga said I got the man, so it's
yeah, regular. Like, listen.
Like, you here. You just gonna be here.
You gotta be like,
it's gonna be me, you, my mans.
Like, hey, listen.
Nah, I've done like the bottle, piss in the bottle.
Oh man, but it, how
like
big
the
do
road
the
trip,
yo
younger
son? Why
you better have a decent body.
That's what I was about to say.
No quarter water.
Yo, you could drink.
Your shit goes. It's over. Yo, if you really had to go, you got to have the perfect calculations. You got to know your body. Don't put your body through some shit. Cause now it's worse. Now you holding it, the bottle full, and what you doing?
Oh, I'm
piss everywhere.
Why?
Watch out now.
Like drinking those Poland Springs. You could drink a whole regular Poland Spring. I'm talking about the regular one, whatever. However many ounces that
I think
is.
It's like 16.
Yeah, you could 16? Drink that regular one.
18.
You could just, that could be the only thing you drink. Boy, why when you pee is more than that fits
in
that
bottle?
Yeah,
more than that. It's more than that.
Like what
it's
the
extra water.
What the fuck is going on?
It's extra water you got. I don't understand it. I just be having to go. And when I got to go and when I think about it, it's over. That used to be the worst. Like road trips for me now is just whack. You don't want to go road trip with me. It's just no. What's the point?
Oh, and I think I'm developing in my older age. I think I'm developing motion sickness.
Really?
Well, no, it's not motion sickness because it only happens after a flight. If I take a Uber after a
that
flight,
still might be motion sickness.
But it's only I think it's only because I got off the flight. Because if I take an Uber regular, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be motion from the plane. I don't know.
But
I don't
on the plane, on the plane, I'm straight.
But on the plane, you good. You good.
It's not until I get in that.
I just be something when you get off the plane.
Equilibrium.
A feeling.
I might have to start. Yeah, I might have to start
to
like
get
just,
high.
No. Or I could take full advantage of being a Diamond Medallion member and just go into the lounge for a few minutes after the flight.
That was a shameless plug. He trying to plug in. to get some shit. No, nigga. He be talking wild shit about y'all, Delta. So if
I
y'all listening,
they know. I tag him.
And took wild shit.
So I tell him all the time. I tell him all the time. Listen, I am a 4-year Diamond Medallion member. I need to be respected. Let me ask you this. What is the most adult thing you've done so far?
I've bought the vitamin thing with all the days of the week. I got Monday night, Tuesday night. And then I even got one that I could travel with. That's just like a little 7-day joint.
I got that.
I think that was very adult.
I got that too. And after the first week, I never replenished it.
Nah, it's whack when you got to replenish it. So it's there. I got it though. When I travel, it's better for me when I travel because I just drop it in and throw it in the bag, get up out of there. So when I'm on like a trip or something, I'm still, vitamins is still good. I think that's probably the most adult shit in the world right there. It's packing your vitamins.
I was doing, I don't know if we want to say their name because they don't pay us, but it's whatever.
It's all right. It's cool.
I was doing
people that don't pay us. Just keep it going.
I was doing Care Of, for a long time. You know, like
I don't know what that is.
So you take a survey, telling them you know your health and what your health goals are, and then they send you a pack of vitamins based on that. And you
take it. Like a little quote.
Yeah, remember I would post
it
all the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was doing that.
I remember Jamal had that shit.
Yeah, so Jamal is who put me on. I was doing that for a while. And then same thing, pandemic hit, and I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
It was over.
No. After the pandemic, I got back into it. But then after a while, it's just like you missed that first day. And it's like, man.
Nah. Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, dang, I'm like, it's Tuesday. I didn't take vitamins yesterday. guess we'll start back
guess
up
I
on
start
Monday.
On Monday.
Guess we won't waste these vitamins because you don't need them these other days.
I think keeping track of the adult things you do is so not adulting.
Facts. That's how you know.
But I don't feel.
You don't want to be an adult.
I don't feel like an adult, bro. I really don't. Like, whatever our parents felt at this age, I don't feel.
Yeah, it's different, but it's different, but it's different. It's, nah. Yeah, it's different. It's different.
The only time I feel anything adult-like is when I got to pay bills. And even that doesn't feel like adulting. Oh, it feels annoying.
Yeah. Nah, it feels adulting, too.
Or like when you're thinking. Go ahead.
It's definitely more annoying than adulting, so you're right about that.
Because, like, I find myself thinking of, like, when I pay a bill, I find myself thinking, oh, I'm sure, I hope I can pay this next month.
Yeah, facts.
And it's like, oh, God, shut the fuck up.
It's like, you know you're going to pay it next month. You know that. But, damn, I got to pay this shit next month. Like, I wish I could go back. I'm not going to say change anything. I don't even want to do all that.
I would redo it the same exact way.
Just redo it.
I didn't have to pay my own bills.
Just let me go back to the day that I didn't have to pay the bills. Let me just go back to those for a little bit. Let me just get a little bit of that.
Homeless people. That's why I say all the time, homeless people got to figure it out, bro.
See, that's different. They don't have it figured out. They have what they think is figured out. But that's not, when you cold outside, that ain't figuring it out.
Hey,
to me.
Hey, guess what? Guess what they know? It'll be hot soon.
It will. They know them dates. They know them fucking seasons very well. They got storage. Then that was kind of foul. That was kind of foul. I just drank a fucking, so Nauseam or making like an edible drink.
Y'all don't ever think y'all are crackheads? Like, y'all don't ever think
so? He had me try crack.
Like, y'all don't ever think y'all are.
It's, in the words of Whitney Houston, crack is cheap. Just for broke people. It's cheap. Crack is whack.
I'm just saying, like, the way y'all be operating, y'all don't feel like, y'all don't ever be like, what are we doing? Like,
no, we don't.
A weed drink.
Yeah, but it's like an edible. It's just a drink. So if you don't want to smoke, you don't want to be smelling like weed and stuff like that. You go out, people are like, oh, what's that smell? Oh, your breath hot. Your clothes stink. Nah. You just go have this edible drink. You're good. You're chilling. You're moving. You're grooving. So you got to see how it is. If it's strong, you know? And it's not like I'm spending my money on this.
Touché. Points were made.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help the community one step at a time.
You know why?
But it was.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I'm good. Just saying I'm high.
Oh, right now. That's what you were getting at.
Yeah, just saying that. That's all.
No, I think the worst type of person, and this goes into what we're talking about, like the people who aren't adulting properly, the people who can't operate without their substance, that's crackhead.
Yeah.
At this big age, I can't be around nobody that's like, don't ask me, can you smoke there? Like, don't ask me that. Yo, I'm just saying, yo, we can smoke in there. You're a crackhead. You're not invited. You're uninvited now. You're uninvited. Because what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, what do you...
Niggas need to know if they can smoke there. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to talk to the smokers. I'm not like a true smoker, but I'll speak for the community.
Go ahead.
Niggas need to know if they can smoke there. Because certain niggas just don't want to be outside, be around certain bullshit. And the only reason why they can be is because they getting hot. Now, does that sound like...
Don't that sound like a crackhead
behavior? It might sound like a crackhead behavior, but it's not. They want to still go out. You inviting them out. Half the time, they don't even want to go out. Niggas be like, yo, pull up. Yo, look, I'll pull up. But can you smoke there?
Nah, nigga. Nah. I've been hit up.
Hit me after.
No, I've been hit up by niggas asking to come to an event. I'm not going to say who, because I should, but I won't. Because I'm operating different going into the new year. I should.
Here we go.
But I won't.
Everybody always operate different for the new year. It is. What is it? The first? It's November.
It's not even November 1st yet.
It's almost the first, and you talking about.
I'm trying to practice. Listen. I figure if I start now, by the time the new year comes, it'll be regular.
Nigga be in these stand-up clubs too much. I get too much practice.
Yeah, I'm using too much. Yeah, that's what it really is. I'm using too much material. Yeah. So that's why. But I should say this person's name, but I will not. This person asked me, they said, yo, I see you doing this joint at Afrotech. Yo, I could pull up? I'm like, yeah, I'll put you on the list, sure. Yo, you think we could smoke in there? At Afrotech? gathering probably, of technological black
first of
people?
First of all, don't give me that bullshit. This is just a way for Negroes to party and their jobs to pay for them to go somewhere and party. This is like a black Art Basel. That's what the fuck the shit is turning into.
I thought Art Basel
and I love it
black.
For my people. No, not at all. Black people will go, but it's like a black... Black people want to be in Miami and they want to be around shit, you know, they can't afford, you know, shit. Don't even like art, but they be there. But it's cool. Like I was saying, Afrotech, I get it. But the jig is up. Niggas know what's going on out there. You go on a little conference, and then you turning up. That's why Mouse is going down there.
I'm going down there for
I'm
work.
Not saying... I'm not saying you're going down there to turn up, but you're going down there to turn somebody's event up. So, like I said, y'all enjoy that, but you can't. Y'all can't pull a fast one on me. But I'll be there soon. Don't worry.
I'll be there soon.
I'll be there when it's right, but it ain't right now. But y'all go enjoy that. That's going to be a good little time.
We're going to be at Afrotech next year. With the live show, watch.
I mean, please, I would love to be at Afrotech next year.
I'm being dead at it.
Oh, you're making it happen. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm with it.
We're gonna
I'm
be at Afrotech.
You know me.
I just
want to be places with my people. That's all.
Did you come last year?
Well, at least
I didn't see you last year.
Afrotech.
Never.
I bet you didn't. You're not gonna see me there until it makes sense.
You know what happened at Afrotech last year? Yeah, your presence was felt.
Oh yeah. I had some people there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
See?
That's what it was.
I'm always there, but I'm not there. But one day I'm gonna really be there.
I'm such a sound.
Right. Austin is a nice place. It's in Austin, right?
It's in Austin, yeah. I like Austin.
I used to not like Austin.
I like Austin.
Cause I used to go for South By, and South By was just when you go for work, it's just mad walking. It's just a whole bunch of shit. Oh. So first time's cool, and then after that it's like But then going to Austin, not for South By, is cool. Especially with a whole bunch of black people in tech.
I don't like what you're doing there. Now I feel like you're messing with my money. I don't like what you're doing, sir.
I don't like what you're doing.
Oh, no, listen. This is one thing I will say about the blacks. And maybe I'll talk about it even more in depth.
Y'all gonna
after
swag
Afrotech.
Serve y'all ass off this week.
I don't know who's y'all. I bet you I won't.
It's like homecoming. It's like another week of homecoming. Niggas gonna be stepping.
The funniest thing is that there are people there are people that are at Afrotech that don't work in tech. They're just there.
I'm trying to tell you, this is just another all-star game on a nigga's calendar. This is a spring break trip. This is a yearly event that Negroes will love to go on. And I love it because I love for my people to celebrate. But don't hit me with the technical shit because 80% of y'all is not going down there for that. But it's cool. It's cool. I sound like a hater?
Nah, it sounds hilarious, actually, because it's so true. Like, last year, all right, I'm going to say it like this. Now, this person's name I will say. Trap karaoke DJ Abe Hyde pops up in Afrotech last year. I said, Abe, you're booked? No. What the fuck are you doing here, Abe? What are you doing here? The people who's been hitting me this past week to be put on lists, I'm like, yo, you don't even.
No, nothing. But it's beautiful. That
I don't even think you have a
turn
job.
It into that. See what I'm saying? Don't talk about those people. I'm one of those people. We all need jobs.
We're still
looking. Right. We looking. Oh, listen, now, should you be there with no, I don't know.
There with nothing going on? I'm pretty sure
they're not part of the adult community.
Good. That's good.
See what I'm saying?
That's good.
See what I'm saying? They're just not part of, they still kids. Me, I'm an adult. I can't be there.
And then I'll ask you, and then you can turn the question back on me. What are five things you feel every adult man should do? Like, what are five things that should be a part of every adult man's daily ritual life's going
daily?
On? Like, just.
So you can't say pay bills. Nah.
I mean, we pay bills daily.
Okay.
We literally do. Right. You never know when Netflix is coming out. I mean, I don't pay for that. But yeah, you never know when they take the bread. You never know when Spotify take, right, or Tidal or day. Apple. Like every, I could look at my email and see every day that you niggas take something from me.
Okay. Okay. So Bill, I'll say that. We'll go back and forth. We'll go back and forth with this one.
Okay.
So we'll go 1-1-1-2-2-2. So we could just say Bills. We could say that together. Boom. I honestly, I mean, I think this should be for everybody, but since we're talking about us, I honestly think as a man, you need to do some type of physical activity, some type of working out, running, walking. I don't care what you do, but just as an adult male, you need to do something that keeps you in some type of shape or healthy or something.
Yeah. That's true. I think, every adult man should know what's going on in the world. Like, I think, even if you don't go that far in depth, but you should have, like, no one should be hitting you with something. You're like, oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
That's going, okay. Unless it's something, okay.
Like, I'm talking about real world events. Like, I'm not talking about,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about, I know exactly what you're shade room stuff. You're like, not talking about, like,
real world news. About
what's really going on.
Like, I can,
you know,
yeah, like,
what
like,
is happening.
Like, yeah, like, I could have a little bit of a conversation about a little bit of everything. Or if you asked me, if you were to talk to me about certain being financial stuff, yeah, you got to.
Okay, I get that. That's good. You have to be able to cook. I don't care about cook a feast for a whole bunch of people.
You hate me?
But at least be able to cook for yourself.
You hate me?
No, but I've talked to you and you know how to make certain things. Like, you can survive.
Oh,
certain
yes.
People can't survive. Like, survive. I'm not asking you to be able to cook. As long as you can do okay by yourself, you could work around the kitchen. Whether it's helping, whether something. Just know something.
I can eat some shit up.
Whatever.
I'm saying, like on some Trader Joe's shit, I could heat some shit up.
Son, you could do whatever it is, just be able to take care of yourself.
I thought I was an adult my first trip to Trader Joe's by myself. I just knew.
You got all the wrong things.
Nigga, I got so much shit and I just thought it was healthy. And then it just sat in my fridge for like
just
because
it was from Trader Joe's, you thought it was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You thought Trader Joe's was a health spot.
I'm still not convinced it's not.
I just went to Trader Joe's today. I'm thinking about what I'm.
I know I seen. Episode. I know I seen that water. I said that's a good that. Trader Joe's water.
Yes.
I got to go tomorrow.
I went to Trader Joe's. I didn't even spend that much. Somebody hit me like, you spent a bag. I said, honestly, if you know how to shop at Trader Joe's, you're great.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Great. First of all, I don't never spend. I've never been Trader Joe's and spent more than $250.
I spent a good $110 today.
But I also have the. And, I also got the connect.
You got the block. You got the connect.
I got what? The connect. I'm gonna tell you when we're no longer on it.
Oh, okay.
Recording. Right. Right, but believe me, what I'm going to tell you is going to change your world.
Can it work everywhere?
Everywhere.
Nah, I can't be. I know I gotta lie, but I'm with it.
when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you're gonna be like, son, you might be mad at me for taking this long to tell you.
Nah, it's all right. You're gonna tell me the facts. I'm not that person. Let's say I was that person. I'm not anymore. If I can't dwell on the past, you about to tell me, I appreciate the blessing, brother. We don't got to worry about the past. I already spent that bread. Can't get it back. But I appreciate what you about to tell me. Thank you.
All right. Wow. What you say? You said every man in my, I think every man should know how to iron.
Okay.
Every man should.
I can bounce back. Actually, I'll add this to yours because I think wash clothes too.
Yeah.
I think you need to know.
Yeah.
That all. Know how to don't come out, you know what I'm saying? Understand that sheets, all that shit. Every man, damn. If you don't have this, then I'm my fault. But I've told you to get it so many times that when it comes to like teeth and stuff, have a if you don't floss,
tell them
have a water floss, pick. A water pick.
Change got the game.
I think as a man, you need to have that. If flossing and shit thing with like the regular joint, then water pick is the best solution. So when it comes to that, I think that's as a man. I'm not getting, and notice I'm not going deep into to those values that y'all are going to try to butcher me and bully me about. Like, nah, I'm trying to do basic things that I think a nigga should just have in his crib or just know how to do.
I think every man should be able to hang something. Like, you should be able to, like,
dead ass. I
like
get it. You,
like, the only thing in my crib that I did not hang is my TV. And that's just because it's a large TV and I got a father. So, you know what I mean? Sorry, y'all. I got a father. So, my dad.
Yeah, I didn't mount
and
my
TV, dad gonna, my and my dad not going to let me either. He's like, nah, son. Like, that's our bonding time.
I got it. Yeah. But, and I don't want to fuck. Look, I don't want to fuck that up.
Boy, that's a big night. Boy, I told y'all off rip when I moved here, I stole my TV, bro. So, like, thank God I didn't have to pay that bread. You mean tell me I'm going to come over here, try and be a man, break my shit to have to go spend that? Oh, my God, no. No, not going to happen, my boy. Not going to happen, my boy. So, but other than that, everything in here I done put together, except for the, no, I didn't put everything together. That's a lie. I didn't put together this set underneath my TV. But all these shelves I done hung, every picture in here I done hung, every the desk,
I hung my pictures.
Put together chairs.
I know how to build. Not saying I like to build stuff.
My bed,
but I put
my bed
together.
I know
how to follow directions. I know how to follow directions. That's really bad at it.
I
think that's one, a nigga should know how to follow directions.
Well,
stop being a guessing nigga and just follow that manual.
I'm so bad at following direction that when I follow direction, I still fuck up.
You still fuck up. Yeah, see, I know some people like you.
Like, I just be like, I just move too. I'm like, oh, this spindle go in here, duh. Next thing you know, that shit stuck in there.
It's over.
So, funny story. My bed has a drawer underneath the bed. Can't use it because I used the wrong spindle in one of the joints and couldn't get it out. So now the dresser just sits in there. You can't take it out. Because if you take it out, it's the dresser part is just flimsy. It falls apart.
Yeah, see? You ain't right. I'm trying to think. What's some other stuff?
I think every man should be able to do a left-hand layup. An offhand layup, whatever you don't gotta be the best basketball player.
Nah, it's over.
But
it's
if
over.
You
just,
can't
you cancel mad niggas out.
Yo, if you cancel a grown man and you can't finish with your left, not even through traffic. I'm just talking about a wide open layup. You can't put it up with your left.
Every man gotta eat pussy. If you don't eat pussy, bruh.
Well, I mean, what about the gay niggas?
They need to eat some pussy too. Everybody. It's not, it's, what is it? You can't? Just because you can't do it?
Yeah, we at 50. Yeah, we at 50, so we can.
You can't do it just because of that?
Yeah, we at 50.
They probably have. Yeah. That's the crazy thing. They probably have.
And that's what turned them gay.
Nah, see? See, I didn't say that. They just have, okay? Maybe that's not.
We doing so good. Crazy. I love when it's not me.
Y'all up say I'm just saying.
No, stop saying it. Whatever you say, stop saying it.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. That's all.
Ryan, tell the people what you got going on.
I'm sorry.
Tell the people what you got going on so they can support you. Yo, Unnameless, that business that I be saying, that I be supporting, because I don't see you say nothing about it no more, but I still be like pushing it. Like, this Ryan shit.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Oh, no.
Okay.
I still have it, but
Okay.
But I don't, you know, I still do my thing. Whatever it may be. But what else?
Yeah, what you got going on that people could support?
I'm really just trying to get our live show shit going on.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, like that's what I've been really focused on, and getting this Patreon and all that other stuff just back running, flowing, right? We definitely have new Patreon members. So thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I've been getting back into like a booking bag, like booking artists for spots and stuff like that. So getting back, just tapping into to with the streets. Of course, this ATM empire I'm about to build. I'm on it, bro. If I could get, I'm just building mad passive income, bro.
ATM empire is nuts.
Yo, I got mad shit that just paid me like monthly, every month. They gonna send a check. And if I could get more of those, then that's the life I want to live. So, yeah, there's some things that I'm working on, but I'm not gonna talk about everything. But yeah, those things I'm putting my most effort into right now.
True.
So yeah, what about you? What's going on?
Trap karaoke. We are on. You know, we are actively in our winter tour. Loving that. Hitting new markets. This weekend. Where am I at? Detroit. We're in Detroit. I'm in Afrotech. I'm in Detroit Friday. Afrotech Saturday. Back in Detroit for. Shout out to my sister Courtney B, who is my new co-host at Trap Karaoke. But y'all know her from just being a legendary comic, and she's on Wildin' Out. She does the morning show with Nick Cannon. She's doing her show at the Punchline on Sunday. Got me there, so I'll be in Detroit with the good folk. I'm trying to think. The week after that, Nashville, Hartford. Going to Connecticut for the first time. Never been there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun time. Yeah.
That's fine. When y'all come back out here? Next year?
Next year. I will be out there on the 14th, though.
Of?
This month.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm here.
I'm doing something. I'm doing something I should probably promote, but I forgot. Complex Con. Doing the R&B party. Doing the R&B party for Complex Con.
What's the date?
The 14th.
Oh, it's on the 14th. I'm having a party on the 30th.
In LA?
Of next month. Yes. So if you're around town, pull up. I was gonna go there, but I didn't want to go there. I don't want to do that. But yeah. Mac will be back soon. I'll have some more bonus episodes for you this month. Some more bonus episodes. I don't know why I skipped the word. But
I have some more bonus for you this month. It's crazy.
That shit is wild. See? It's the drink. It's the
weed
drink.
It's that crackhead stuff. I'm trying to tell y'all.
You know what's crazy? I've never like drank. I'm gonna do an episode where I get drunk. Like just a whole bunch of people just drinking. I never drink on our podcast. Ever.
We shouldn't, you know. No one does.
No, Mac did. Yeah, I had an episode without me. I wasn't there.
Oh, yo. Crazy, craziest episode we've ever had.
That was tight.
Craziest, single-handedly, the most chaotic episode I've ever been a part of in anything.
I need one of those.
Okay, well, you know, new year, new opportunities.
Yeah, facts. That's all good.
Or what if we record on New Year's?
Like, what you mean?
Like, record an episode on New Year's.
No, I don't think that's going to work for me, champ. Yeah, this is going to work for me, champ. But, I mean, we could try.
You know where I'm going to be at. In the Bahamas.
That's where you going to be this year?
Every year.
I'm gonna say every year. Stop doing that shit, bro.
I've been in the Bahamas. That is what me and Sonny.
How many years have
this will be?
How
our
many
third,
years has it been?
This will be our third year.
Okay, so don't tell me every year is third year. Just
wow, that's crazy. Niggas don't respect my familial traditions.
Niggas said every year. I'm thinking like, what? I've been with you on New Year's before. Like, yo, I've been with you on New Year's. Talk about every year,
and you will never ever. Be with me on New Year's again. Well, actually, yes, you will.
Yo.
What are we doing? We all in the Bahamas New Year's? What's up?
I don't know about this one, but one of these joints, I will join you on your annual trip. Sunny. When it becomes more frequent.
Well, how many more frequent? All right, you know.
I need 5 years under the belt to be like,
I'm almost there.
Every year.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, you're not far. By the time I come, Sunny not going to want to go with you no more.
She's not going to have a choice. She's not gonna have a choice. This is what we do for your birthday, gang. Shut your mouth. Villa, right, book. Car, book. I think I gotta go to the Bahamas more during the year, though.
booked.
I gotta do that more. I think I should be in the Bahamas like 4 times a year.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. I'm gonna tell you about stuff off air, but I'm working on some stuff too, man.
All right.
Out of town.
Out of town, thugging with her round. Her coochie pink, mm-mm. Her booty hole brown. With the niggas, she looking for the hoe.
One, two, one, nigga.
Your nigga been told. Pound town.
All right. And on that note.
Oh, sorry.
I love y'all. See y'all on Patreon.
See y'all next week.
Some true stories.
Wherever we see y'all, we gonna see y'all. We love y'all. We thank y'all for y'all support each and every week. And until next Monday, get y'all ass the hell up at our house.
Smells Jones.
It's the crazy storm.
Check it out, y'all.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.